You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio, back at the tennis at the IBSA World Blind Games 2023. And I'm joined by one of the GB visually impaired tennis players. It's Neil here, who's a B3 sight category. Neil, how did you first get into visually impaired tennis?
I attended about 6 years ago a visually impaired taster session at Liverpool Tennis Centre. I'd played years and years ago before my sight. I lost a large amount of my sight, so I thought I'd give it a go. Was playing a weekly for a couple of years, and then I thought I'd give the regional tournaments a go, and it's all taken off from there, to be honest. I'm really pleased that I did it, and I'm really enjoying what I'm doing now.
And how did you find sort of making that, I suppose, in a way, a transition from sighted tennis to visually impaired tennis?
Well, I was awful at sighted tennis, I've got to be honest. But I was a keen sportsman when I had better vision. I played a lot of football. I would call myself quite a natural sports person in a lot of ways, played a lot of different sports and enjoyed them so much. But as soon as I started to lose my sight from the age of 19, I just found myself doing it less and less, and I certainly wasn't competitive anymore. So what this gives me is that old feeling of competitiveness and really enjoying it and getting into it. I'm retired now, so it really has become the focus of my life and a lot of it, besides family, obviously, but I really, really do enjoy the game of tennis now.
And how do you think you might fare in the championships?
Oh, everyone in my category is complete unknown to me, so I'm just going to take it one game at a time. I'll start with whether they're left-handed or right-handed and where from there.
And is there a bit of an advantage to being right-handed or left-handed?
I just like playing against right-handed people because I'm left-handed, so I club it towards the backhand. That's me. that's me strategy.
And obviously, sort of playing visually impaired tennis, you can actually play with your sighted family and friends, can't you?
Yeah, so that's what the soundboard gives you. I've got a friend that I would play. I'd call it a game of tennis. Probably better calling it a battle of tennis every week. We play for 2 hours. He's fully sighted. He's playing a full game against me, and we often, take turns a piece of winning, and that's the beauty of it. A lot of people who play tennis wouldn't, until they played with a sound ball against somebody who was visually impaired, they wouldn't believe how hard and competitive it can be. It's a great game for all.
Yeah, because I had a go yesterday, and my serves, I think I was trying to knock them to Coventry.
That's the problem, and you've got to play within yourself.
I'm too much of a hit and bash, kind of attitude.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? To be honest, if anything else, like this regional and national and international teaches you, you just got to be really play within yourself and don't try and kill the point straight away. You just got to grind it out sometimes, really. That's the way it goes with this lot. I've had rallies that take 120 shots to complete at one point because we're bang on hitting our spots, but we're just not able to get past the opponent, if you know.
And do you rely a lot on your coach?
Yeah, my coach is with me, actually. Sadly, I don't know where he is right now, but yeah, I have a coach session back at home an hour a week. He's an absolutely brilliant coach. Very, very laid-back character, which works for me. And, we've come this far, so he must be doing something right.
How do you fancy yourself in the competition?
I told you already. Yeah. One game at a time, that's all. But, I'll give it my best shot. That's all I'll say.
Okay, we'll hold that one there and we'll just see what happens in the final. But, Neil, thank you very much indeed for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Oh, you're most welcome. Thank you.